welcome back, everyone. AskTheContractors.com, your source for local home improvement pros. Folks, this is where we cut through it all and nail things down. Thanks for staying with us, everyone. I'm your host, Todd Bird. I got to tell you got to check out my website. There are so many good people on my website that make me look good. One of those people, Guild Mortgage, Troy Bird, Margit Work. In fact, this segment is brought to you by Guild Mortgage. Mortgage rates give house hunters a bigger window and more opportunity than ever, with mortgage rates are down. I mean, they are coming down. They're almost a half percentage point since last mid-November. And given the strength of the economy, hey, the big question is, will it last? To help answer that question, I have Troy Bird in studio with me right now. Troy, thanks for joining me.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for getting in here on a Sunday. And I always enjoy this time with you because it's a learning curve. Things are happening out there. What do you see? Do you see this lasting?
I don't see it lasting, but it is a nice dip right now for some buyers out there. And if they're looking to lock in an interest rate, it's a great time to do that. We're seeing a bit of a window of opportunity for some buyers.
How long? How long of a window do you think?
Who knows?
I wish I could answer that. Throw it up in the air.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see some movement here in the first quarter. What you're losing in stocks, you're going to gain in a lower interest rate for your house. But right. It is a great opportunity for first-time home buyers. It's a great opportunity for anybody who's looking to refinance because they can lock in now. They can take that. There's a bit of a window right now. That's a great opportunity.
Interesting comment you just made that, where you'll make it up in your home, you'll probably lose it in the stock market. But aren't those both long-term investments?
Very long-term.
I mean, you got to saddle up and you're in for a long ride.
Yeah.
30-year mortgage. Hoping to get to retirement with some money in your stocks, and so those
absolutely are, that's a good point.
So what's your advice for home buyers right now?
Try to save up as much as you can. There's lots of down payment assistance programs, but if you have cash to work with, that's great. So keep your debt low coming out of the holidays. I know that's going to be tough, but try to pay off your credit cards as much as you can. Keep your debt low, save a little bit of money, keep your credit great, and get pre-qualified before you go out there. Always, always get pre-qualified before you meet up with a realtor and you go out and start looking for a home.
Again, you said something very interesting right there. Pay off your credit cards. That's common sense. Is it good to have money in savings when you go to get a loan? Does the underwriter look at that and kind of favor that a little bit if you have $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 in your savings account?
For most loans, it's great to have reserves. It's mm-hmm. not required on all loans, but yes, it's good. It's good.
It's not required, it looks good.
It looks good for most loans. If anybody has a question on it, of course, they can call me at 916-977-1234. It's 916-977-1234.
So let's talk a little bit about Federal Reserve. You're saying that this might not last, but they're projecting that we're going to see 5% in the future.
We'll probably end up somewhere at the end of 2019 around 5.3%. We're going to see at least three bumps this year now. They were expecting four. We're down to three. I would expect that probably three bumps this year.
And that's still historically low.
Over
interest
a 40-year average is still historically low.
I mean, we're kind of getting spoiled here with the 4.9, 4.8, 4.7. I mean, we really...
There are a lot of buyers out there who have never seen double-digit interest rates, and there's a lot of buyers out there who have never seen anything really even above 8.5%.
Are you ready to maybe make a little future call here on how many times it gets bumped this year? You mentioned two or three times. Do you think that'll probably be where we're at?
Three times.
Three times this year.
Yeah.
Hey, we're talking to Troy Bird from Guild Mortgage, the Bird team. Work with the Bird team. Troy Bird, Guild Mortgage. Always a pleasure having you in studio with me. You're very knowledgeable. Last month, we had 312,000 jobs added to the market. What's that say about our economy right now? I mean, that's a lot in one month.
What it says is those bumps that we just talked about are going to happen. Because as the economy heats up, they're going to want to keep it somewhat cooled. You don't want it to overheat. You don't want inflation. That's going to lead into those bumps of interest rates.
How's that transcend into the housing market?
I'm referring to our area. It's going to put some pressure on home prices to keep the home prices somewhat level. You're not going to see these big jumps this year in terms of a buyer going and looking at a property and having all these competitive bids. It's going to be a little bit more of an even market with buyer-seller. Maybe not so much a seller's market, maybe not so much a buyer's market, but maybe middle of the road. And I think it's going to be great for buyers in the spring.
And let me concur with you on something here. In my neighborhood, and you know where I live, three homes are up for sale, and all three homes have price reduction on top of the sign. Price reduction, which means there's movement out there.
There's movement. It's going to be great for buyers.
Yeah,
it's going to be great for buyers.
Let's talk about U.S. home prices. They rose in November 5.1% compared with the same period last year, and that's according to CoreLogic. Again, it goes back to too much fuel on the fire is really going to make things you don't ever want it to be like 06.
No,
and 07 and 08, because I mean, that's just.
But that number proves that it's still a great investment to buy a house. If you're getting 5 to 6% a year, sometimes you're getting 8%, it's still a good, solid investment.
Yeah, good time to buy a home. And again, be pre-qualified before you buy that home. You have a lot more power.
I can't tell people how important that is. Call me, 916-977-1234. You can get pre-qualified. It doesn't cost anything. Talk to a lender. Talk to me. It's 916-977-1234. Get pre-qualified. Make a plan. Look at your credit. Look at how much income you need. Look at what cash you need. Get pre-qualified and then go out and start looking at a home.
Okay, Troy, I had a really good year last year. We did a lot of bathrooms, kitchens, I mean, you name it. We were on fire last year. I suspect this year is going to be about the same. People maybe are out there wanting to move, but the inventory is really not that strong right now. I think we could both agree with that. It's just not, it's there, but it's not as strong as what it could be. People maybe want to stay in their home and renovate. Do you do home renovation loans?
Absolutely. You're looking at a cash out refinance. You talk to your contractor, get a bid, find out how much cash you're going to need to do that kitchen, to do that bathroom remodel or whatever you're looking at doing, and come and see me and see what we can get you qualified.
And you know what? That's good advice because, you know, say you're doing a kitchen remodel and you don't guess what that's going to cost.
No, don't ever do
that, because if it's $40,000 and it comes to be $60,000, now you're going to run out of money and you're going to really tick off your contractor, and it gets ooey and gooey at that point. You want to sit down with your contractor, with your mortgage broker, Guild Mortgage,
yes.
Troy Bird, the Bird team, and find out exactly, or as close as you can get to what you're going to need. Because suppose you think it's going to cost $80,000 and it was really $60,000.
Right.
You just borrowed $20,000 more than what you really needed, and paying that off over a 30-year, 15-year period, that's going to cost you thousands of dollars. So you want to be accurate going into it.
Put your team together. Get your contractor and get your lender. Put your team together. Call me, 916-977-1234. And I'll walk you through it
and have
that team together.
And you and I have been a team in the past on these projects. It works. It really works when you have a group of people that you surround yourself. You have appraisers involved. You have a contractor involved. You have a mortgage broker involved. Sometimes you have a real estate agent involved. You want all these people looking out for your best interest. And obviously, Guild Mortgage is there to look out for you. Now, do you look at those secondary homes for people? Do you finance those also?
Absolutely. Investment properties are going to always require a larger down payment. Mm-hmm. However, if you're going to get into the investment side of it, we certainly look at those deals. We do those types of transactions. And if you're looking for that type of investment, become a landlord in terms of getting a renter in there and getting some cash flow going. We pencil that out and see if it's going to work out
and
for you.
The loan is different because it's a non-owner occupied loan, correct?
Very
so the
different.
Interest rate might be just a little bit higher.
You're looking at a little bit higher interest rate. You're looking at more cash down. You're looking at some layers of risk that go along with that type of financing.
Great. Go through a short list here. And again, we're talking the Troy Bird Guild Mortgage, the Bird team. You want to give Troy a call and ask him for your advice. It's always free. You're very good about your time and giving to people. Go through a laundry list of what type of loans you do, from commercial, residential.
Types of loans we do, VA loans for veterans, FHA loans, not just for first-time home buyers. A lot of buyers use the FHA loans because it is a little bit lower down payment, about 3.5%. We do conventional financing. We do lots of jumbo loans. Margit and I work down in the Bay Area a lot, so we're doing a lot of jumbo loans down in the peninsula. We're also the remodel loans. We do the renovation loans, reverse mortgages. We do them all.
And if you're in doubt that Troy might be able to help you or can't help you, he's going to tell you right up front. You want to give Troy a call.
916-977-1234. 916-977-1234.
Well, Troy, it's always a pleasure. I really appreciate it. We always learn something together and learn something new. So, yeah, stay with us, everyone. We have the question of the week. We're going to be talking about trends. You're listening to AskTheContractors.com, your source for local home improvement pros. Don't go anywhere. Stay with us. I'm your host, Todd Bird. I'll be right back.